This is Justice Radio, a weekly show on WMPG with your hosts, Mackenzie Kelly and Linda Small. Today, we are talking with Nikki Merrill, a program coordinator for the Maine Department of Corrections through the Portland Recovery Community Center. But first, a little information about us. I'm Mackenzie Kelly, a recovery coach coordinator for Healthy Acadia and the program director of Reentry Sisters, an organization that specializes in helping women and girls return home from prison. You can learn more on our website at reentrysisters.org. Today, we're talking about recovery inside and outside of the prison system, the importance of a recovery coaching while individuals are incarcerated, how they get that training to become recovery coaches, and how they may be able to use the training once they've re-entered back into the community. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Nikki Merrill, with over a decade of personal recovery experience and a strong commitment to reducing stigma through community engagement. Nikki is a dedicated recovery coach professional, facilitator, and advocate dedicated to supporting individuals in their recovery community. As a recovery program coordinator for the Maine Department of Corrections, Nikki plays a vital role in implementing and overseeing recovery coaching programs across five DOC adult facilities, ensuring alignment with nationally recognized standards such as CCAR and SAMHSA. Thank you so much for being with us today, Nikki. I know I just introduced you, but is there anything else that you would like to add about the work that you do?
Yeah, thank you, Mackenzie, and thank you for having me on the show. I think I would like to say more than anything that this role that I'm in currently is something I'm extremely passionate about. In my own active use, definitely could have had consequences that would have landed me in incarceration. And I know that I am so fortunate that I was able to avoid that path and that consequence of my own active use. So first off there, I have a level of gratitude. And then the second thing really is that I've had many of my friends and even my family member. My brother is in and out of prison for many years, almost 20 years. So it's really important to me to bring services into the Department of Corrections system to assure that people have hope and know their value and their purpose. And it's just really, that's what I'm passionate about. And on the outside, changing stigma for others so that people know that somebody that is incarcerated is a person first and that they're a human first.
What is a recovery coach?
Yes. So a recovery coach is a peer that is dedicated to helping the recovery create goals and help them build recovery capital so that they can keep walking toward a better, more fulfilling life and be successful, tap into their own strengths. And they do that through helping them find resources, helping them navigate things. So not like a caseworker would, not doing it for them, but helping them to find those resources, empowering them by pointing out their strengths and encouragement through that, helping to tell truth telling is one of the ones that I like, is helping somebody see what's really going on with them, you know, like pointing out behavioral, if they're doing something like they want a better life, but they're still doing something that's not going to lead to a better life based on their own definition, pointing them back to like, this is how you said, and like, what are you going to do about it? And then letting them be the resource of their own, driving their own recovery journey. So that's what the coach does. It's like going to the gym and you have a coach, like they're telling you what machinery you should use. Oh, you want to build stronger biceps? Well, you're not going to do that with the leg press. You're going to do that with, you know what I mean? Bicep curls, right? So like the coach is good about like defining that and working that out.
Why do you think recovery coaching is so important to somebody who is incarcerated?
I think it's important because it's a reminder in an environment that can be extremely negative and despairing and punitive to remember that they still have value and that they're not defined, like I said, by their crimes. They're defined on what they do today and how they behave and act today, and that can be changed at any time. So when you give somebody the tools to be a recovery coach, they can start helping somebody else and giving back in a way, and it has a redeeming quality to it that then helps the next person. And the ripple effect happens because then the recoveree who is incarcerated starts succeeding, and then they want to help somebody. And then that is building the positive, more positive environment than it is. And then for somebody who's in there for long term and has, you know, seeing people who've committed a crime that has them in there for life, it's very easy for somebody to, you know, just completely give up and lose all sense of value and purpose in themselves and become depressed and become, you know, despondent. And to give them a role and a mission that's important is amazing. Like, some of the longer term residents that are there love what they do and they're really good at it.
Yeah, I'm sure they are because they have the lived experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you become the recovery program coordinator through the Portland Recovery Community Center?
Yeah, it's actually really cool. I was just ending the position that I was in before at Journey Magazine, which I was very grateful to do a lot of community engagement. And I originally actually got involved with that, again, because we were bringing magazines into the prison system to offer hope. And they had an opening here at PRCC right when I announced that I was ending that role. And they kind of recruited me for the position because they knew of my passion. So I signed on for the role and started the training immediately. And I actually just completed 500 hours of recovery coaching, and I'm working toward my certification. So it's been the perfect system for me to come back to PRCC, where I originally started my own recovery and worked in my early recovery, and then left for a time, and then able to come back home.
That's huge. So you're a certified recovery coach, not just a recovery coach professional.
On my way to being a certified recovery coach. And I'm also a recovery coach professional facilitator as well for the actual center.
Great. Congratulations. That's huge.
Thank you.
Those 500 hours are not easy to get.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are the actual trainings that you offer inside the facilities?
Yes. So in the recovery program, within the facilities, there are three main trainings that we offer, two of which we provide, which are the CCAR trainings for Recovery Coach Academy. And then we also provide ethical considerations training. And then we have a partnership with HETI, H-E-T-I, and I never remember what it stands for, but we can look that up. And they do our motivational interviewing training for the residents at the facility that helps further their practice and education on the best way to be a recovery coach with their fellow residents.
Wow. So what facilities are covered as far as the trainings that you do?
Yes. The main three facilities, well, technically four, we don't do much with Machiasport. They have their own, and I think that they do some work with Healthy Acadia. So I think that that's where they're getting some of their training. But I work mainly with Maine State Prison, Mountain View Correctional Facility, and their reentry, and then Maine Correctional Center and the Southern Maine Women's Reentry Center.
Great. And how often do you offer these trainings?
So in our contract, we are contracted to offer a minimum of four Recovery Coach Academy trainings every year for ethical considerations. And then we offer two of the motivational interviewing. We also are contracted to do some Recovery Coach Basics class for the staff members in the facilities. And I'm getting excited to start working on that to get that set up so that more of the staff understand what recovery coaching is and the benefits for their facility.
So is this something that the COs have to sign up for, or is this something that they want to do?
As far as I know, from our standpoint, it's not a mandatory training. And I think each facility will decide how they want to handle that. But I work closely with the recovery program coordinator within the facility, Tori Arsenal, and we're working on how that's going to look.
That's great. Yeah. To have somebody in there that kind of understands what's going on, and they definitely need the training. So that's amazing.
It's awesome because Tori was actually in this role prior and ended up shifting to the Department of Corrections. And so it's like a perfect partnership between the two.
And so, is this something that you actually go into the prison and do, or what does that look like exactly?
Yep. So our actual trainings are mostly on Zoom. We do those on Zoom so that all of the facilities can attend at the same time. And we have a classroom and do the trainings that way. We have done an in-person training at Maine State Prison with one of the units, a very small group, and we've done that. And that was really successful and a good to be able to do that. What I do mostly when I go to the facilities is coach or vision. And coach or vision is the advisory, supervisory role of the recovery coaches that are already trained to further their education, to offer them support with their coaching, any difficulties they might have. And I do that monthly with each of the facilities separately.
As far as the women are concerned, you said that the facilities do this together. Are the women also part of this, or is that separate?
Yes, so we have had both classes together where the women and the men were in the classes together, and we just try to monitor that. And then coach or vision, when I go to, like, so for example, I go to Maine Correctional Center, I do three separate coach or visions. I go to the women's unit and I do coach or vision with the women. I go to the men's unit, do coach or vision with the men. And then I go downhill to the reentry center and I do coach or vision with the reentry center.
Awesome. I'm glad they're allowing you to do that.
And it's been great. It really has. We've been really working on that program and strengthening that. So.
How many people tend to take the trainings?
So when we have a training, we've actually had to put a cap on the training of 25. That's the recommended number for us to maximum to facilitate good group discussions where everybody gets to participate really well. And we fill it up every time. So every training we fill that up. So usually what we'll do is I will let the facilities know when the upcoming training is and try to divvy it out so that there's approximately 8 to 10 per facility, or depending on how many they have interested. We have been looking at that because so many people want to take it and not necessarily have the intention of becoming a recovery coach. So we're modifying it so that we're going to give a higher cap on our Recovery Coach Basics class and offer that out within the facilities to give people an idea of what that looks like before they take a Recovery Coach Academy. So,
Yeah. So is this something that they can use while they're incarcerated, or is this something that they have to wait to use once they're released?
the coaches are actively coaching now within the system. They have to meet specific requirements to their facility as far as like behavioral and movement and a variety of requirements that the facility has, and but they are allowed to meet with other residents and are actively coaching. On average, they have 2 to 3 coaches recoveries each that they're coaching. And I notice an average of 5 to 10 hours per month that they're actually able to do coaching. So they're currently doing it.
Oh wow. They offer recovery coaching in the prison system.
Yes, we have a recovery coach liaison within each facility. It's usually like the unit manager in some of the facilities or one of the caseworkers within the facility, and they help monitor who the coaches are and who their recoveries are. So they don't track what they say or do, but they assign them and they take care of that and make sure all of that works out.
So this is something that they can use while they're incarcerated. What can they do with this once they are out in the community?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because many of them who are going to be releasing, so you have 2 different coaches going on in the facilities. You have some that are have long-term incarceration, and their main goal and purpose is to continue recovery coaching those that, you know, their residents, fellow residents that are incarcerated with them. and with the hopes that if any of them are releasing, that they have a better start, right? So they have a purpose and a value. And then you have some of the coaches who are releasing themselves and are making plans who want to be recovery coaches within the community. So my role in that is to, as they're preparing for release, to assure that they have a recovery coach upon release and to help them navigate where they could apply and what that could look like. I have a goal that I would like to be able to see the potential for recovery coaches within the system to be able to virtually coach people out on the outside while they're still incarcerated and continue to build skills and have it become their profession. So it's an ongoing wish and goal that I have. It's a desire. Well, and they're changing a lot. Like the main model is amazing and they are changing a lot. And they're working on approvals for people to have virtual work. So to be able to work virtually.
Great. Thank you. Yeah.
You are listening to Justice Radio with your host, Mackenzie Kelly and Linda Small. Today, we're talking with Nikki Merrill about recovery coaching in the prison system, what that brings to the prison culture, and the ways it can change a person's life inside and outside walls. And I know that we were just talking about the main model. Can you talk a little bit about the main model? Do you have any idea what that looks like exactly for recovery coaching?
Yeah, I could not give you the specific definition of the main model, but what I can give you is the way it makes me feel about how the system is working for true rehabilitation of the residents, like even calling them a resident instead of an inmate and treating a resident with dignity and care. It's an ideal that is amazing. And I'm like really happy to see it. And I know that it is not fully implemented. This is very new and very controversial even for some, you know, when it comes to the prison systems. So I have the feeling when I see it, and I can't speak to the Department of Corrections directly, right? Just as a woman in recovery myself, is it really is an attempt to see people for who they are and not for their crime. And then to give them tools and have a strengths-based approach to helping them heal and get better so that our communities feel safer and our residents, you know, after their time, can have full productive lives on the outside.
And I think that's huge, right? Because I know that recovery coaching has definitely given me that chance to have a different life. It really kind of changed that trajectory for me. Do you think that people can find meaningful work or a livable wage being a recovery coach out in the community?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that as somebody is re-entering, that they can come into this because like the lived experience is the key piece, right? Like everything that I did wrong is the thing that is now beneficial to help me help someone else, you know what I mean? To get, you know, work through life and stuff. And the value and purpose that a recovery coach can start feeling about themselves can translate once they're on the outside. And even if it's not in a recovery coaching role, I just believe that if someone, you know, resident who's been incarcerated feels and understands that they were created on purpose for a purpose, that even if they don't become a recovery coach, it's ignited something within inside of them that will help them to find that thing and that purpose that they have. It changes a thinking pattern that so many of us, you know, and I'm not incarcerated, but so many of us get stuck in is why am I here? And what am I supposed to be doing? I think that's a human condition. And recovery coaching like really helps step over the line into like, oh, wait, I can find what my value and purpose is. And there are things. So are there a lot of jobs out there right now for recovery coaches? are businesses or organizations willing to hire people who are formerly incarcerated? I mean, those are still questions that are out there.
Yeah. And I know that I would ask you, I know it's really hard to find a job once you've kind of been branded felon. And I know I had a really hard time finding a job being a felon. And recovery coaching was one of the things that I was actually able to do, you know? And I know it's different depending upon the different counties that you go to, but sometimes you're actually able to go back into the counties that you created havoc in and are able to kind of repay for the things that you have done. So now I'm actually able to go into the jail and help other people, coach them and say, hey, I've been right where you are and you deserve better and you can have better, right? There is a possibility for change and we can be the change for that.
Yeah.
And that's just been a huge change for me and changing the path that I was on. So I'm extremely proud of where I am and where I came from. And none of that would have happened if I hadn't been where I was, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm able to find meaningful work in recovery coaching. So I know that previously we had talked about the residents being able to coach people in their own unit. So you're saying they're able to coach unit to unit or facility to facility, or what exactly does that look like?
Yep. And it's different per facility, but the recovery coaches that are known by the liaisons and stuff, they're not just given residents within their own units or pods. They're able to go with special permissions and special allowances into others. And that's something that's changed in policy in the Department of Corrections and is monitored, obviously, by the unit managers, but they are able to go and they love having that privilege to be able to do that when it happens, because they know other people see them and go, hey, why is so-and-so in our pod? He's from this other unit. And it's talked about, oh, he's a recovery coach, right? And then that sparks the conversation. Well, what's a recovery coach? How do I get a recovery coach? You know, so it's starting to really show the other residents that there are these resources for them, services for them that they can access as well.
Yeah. What do you think that these trainings mean to the people who have taken them? What, while they're inside, what do you think that means to them?
I think it means hope. I think it means a sense of value and, you know, being able to like redeem themselves. Like it's kind of a lifeline for them. I mean, that's what I've noticed in just the short time that I've been doing this. They really take it on as a badge of honor to be able to do something so helpful, to be able to have earned it, to be able to know that they can be helpful. So it's really about self-esteem, self-worth, and self-love in my mind.
And I'm sure it is about hope and self-love, yeah, right? Because that's, yeah, something that we haven't shown ourselves in so long, and then feeling like we have a purpose and it gives us purpose,
yeah,
regardless of the fact that you've been incarcerated or not.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to say to them is like, I truly believe with all of my heart that you are here on purpose for a purpose, that what happened is going to save somebody else's life, no matter how horrific it might have been. No matter how powerless you were in it, it just, you can use it and turn that around at any time and help somebody else. And the ripple effect is ongoing. People don't understand just how far that ripple effect goes. Because I know that there are people there that can see you in your role and try to attach that to being incarcerated, and it doesn't make sense in their mind anymore. And because they know you and see you now and who you are, and now they're going to start thinking differently about others who are incarcerated, and that's going to reduce stigma.
So these trainings are available while you're incarcerated. Are they available to other people who are out in the community? Or what does that look like?
Here at Portland Recovery Community Center, I am in charge of the trainings for the inside at the Department of Corrections. But we have a statewide recovery coach trainer here at PRCC, and we offer statewide trainings in the state on a regular basis as well. So community members can be trained as recovery coaches.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I'm actually a RCP, a recovery coach professional facilitator as well through Healthy Acadia. And we are the two organizations that do the training in the state, right? And I find that it's so beneficial for people. I did our first my first in-person training last week, and that was just a real life-changing experience for me. Do you see a difference between the virtual platform versus the in-person platform?
Oh, 100%. There's just something that happens in the energy of our room as people are moving around each other and interacting that is different than online. It's more energizing to me. Doing it on the screen can be really tough sometimes. It's amazing, and we have great classes, and everybody bonds and connects, but just in person is different.
Yeah, it was a huge difference for me. I really enjoyed that. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit about your experience and what this work means to you. I know that it has completely changed my life and the trajectory that I was on.
Thank you.
Every county has their own recovery center. Visit your local recovery center to talk to somebody about recovery coaching and how you may benefit from the service. If you'd like to become a recovery coach in the state of Maine, you can also go on to healthyacadia.org or portlandrecovery.org and find the next Recovery Coach Academy or other CCAR trainings that may be available. Listeners, we have some exciting new shows coming to Justice Radio. Visit the Justice Radio show page on WMPG.org for archived episodes aired on WMPG and WERU and WMHB. A big thank you to Samuel James for his gift of music that opens and closes each episode in our series.